Taste, the artificially simulated, chemically fruit-flavored candy humo spectrum. By Curly Q Cal and Laughing Stones. Read by Rhea 314. For Hananobira in ITBE 2017. Fandom Homestuck. Pairing Rose Lalonde, Kanaya Merriam. Rose. Rose. I need to discuss something with you immediately. Rose looked up from her knitting, one elegant eyebrow raised. Is everything all right? You look rather flushed. Do I? Kanaya pressed one hand to her cheek, then shook her head impatiently. Rose, you must help me. This is terribly important. Have you heard of the human candy called Skittles? The other eyebrow went up. I have a passing familiarity, yes. Kanaya leaned forward intently, grabbing her hands. The knitting fell into disarray. Rose, have you been keeping this from me? Have I been keeping the knowledge of a hard candy mostly comprised of chemicals extremely poorly disguised as fruit flavors from you? Yes, because I thought that you had an affection for me, and now I am deeply concerned on this topic. Rose, you wouldn't hide the existence of Skittles from me, would you? Not if I had any notion of its importance to you. Rose paused and looked Kanaya over more carefully. Or possibly if I did, are you quite certain you're feeling all right? Yes, yes, Rose, stop getting sidetracked. You don't seem to understand the vital import of this discovery. Well, I am beginning to form the hypothesis that you have discovered some form of mind-altering chemicals. Am I close? Rose! Kanaya leaned in, and there was barely a breath of space between their faces. Rose, she said, in almost a whisper, I have tasted the rainbow. Rose blinked several times. Carefully. Her mouth opened once. She hesitated. I can perhaps see why this would be appealing to you. Did you actually see the chemicals, or have we discovered a marketing effort which transcends the boundaries of species and paradox space? Rose, you're getting distracted once again from the important point. Skittles, Rose. We must share this discovery with everyone. Rose tilted her head, briefly transfixed by the vision of a meteor filled with extremely earnest and intoxicated aliens, all intently proselytizing the gospel of Skittles. I'm almost certain that's a terrible idea. Kanaya somehow leaned closer. This was primarily accomplished by climbing into Rose's lap. It is the opposite of a terrible idea, Rose. It is the most important idea of our time. Besides, would you be so cruel as to keep this wonder all to ourselves? Considering her sudden lapful of enamored alien, Rose wondered precisely what wonder Kanaya was speaking of. Her earlier vision of intoxicated aliens took on some interesting new dimensions. I am forced to consider exactly how cruel that might be, she admitted. Kanaya made a low, satisfied noise. It sounded something like a cricket deeply pleased with its life, and possibly intoxicated on Skittles. Rose felt her face warm. She had excellent associations with that particular family of noises in the past. Kanaya, dear, do you think perhaps we might want to introduce a modicum of care and forethought into this venture? Perhaps the world is not ready for so grand a revelation. Kanaya looked crestfallen. Oh, Rose, do you really think so? Do you think they couldn't handle it yet? I was quite certain this would be an enjoyable experience for everyone. Possibly too much so, Rose said carefully. But then again, now that I consider, it is very probable that my own constitution is much stronger than most. It seems likely moderation is wise, We should only allow the others to have one or two Skittles at best. I think a whole pack would be entirely too much for them. Rose said noncommittally. And exactly how many have you been testing your constitution with? Oh, goodness me. I'm not sure how many are in a pack, and I don't remember how many packs are in a case. I do know I only discovered the two cases. It's good to know the limits of our resources, Rose said in a faint tone. Kanaya beamed, bouncing slightly with her enthusiasm, in a very distracting manner. Oh no, I've already taken care of that. They alchemize quite nicely, and... She added in a dreamy tone that Rose found rather ominous. You can combine them with things. Kanaya, my dear, you can combine most things with things, but that doesn't make it a good idea. Kanaya pressed her nose firmly to Rose's. There are no bad ideas in Skittles, Rose. She sat back abruptly, looking Rose over with a new light of speculation in her eyes. Kanaya, Rose said, I forbid you to combine me with Skittles. Kanaya sighed wistfully. Her breath gusted across Rose's face, perfumed with chemical fruit flavoring. A delicate green flush still graced her cheekbones. Her eyes had that full, luminous quality Rose associated with an entirely different set of activities. Well, possibly under very controlled conditions. Kanaya beamed and made the pleased cricket noise again. Rose pulled her back down. Some time later, Kanaya was forced to pause and rescue them from the tangled knitting. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the authors. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening. And happy ITPE, Hananobira.